Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. I've been using a different horse every morning for checking cows, trying to get them tuned up since they've not seen much use this winter. I was happy to see that we'd had a shower during the night on Wednesday as I went out. It had replenished some of the moisture the wind had taken the day before. I caught Winnie, a 5-year-old Palomino mare that belongs to my son Zane. She's the youngest horse in the Pinecrest Remuda, and I'm still riding her with a Bozal, a head stall without a bit, hoping to keep her mouth soft. We had only rode a few hundred yards when I came upon a new calf, and I took my calving book out of my shirt pocket. Winnie decided she did not like my new $5 nylon seed corn jacket that I'd won at a silent auction at a church camp last weekend. The jacket is a little noisy, but I figured this is something she could learn to live with. I had recorded 5 new calves in my book, and she was still making a fuss every time I took it out of my pocket. And it's difficult to write neatly with my horse jumping around. I hate to quit when I'm behind, and I get bored pretty fast just riding circles saddling a horse. So we went looking for some cattle work. The cattle market is pretty high, and there are some culls that needed cash flowed. I had one cut of 3 heads sorted from the bunch, and on the other side of a hot wire, which would give us a better chance of holding them away from the herd while convincing them to go to the corrals. The pass I'd cut through the plum thicket to put my hot wire up was not quite wide enough for me to follow one of the cows through with my horse without touching the wire. Of course, I did not know this until after Winnie had made contact with the hot wire. She bumped it with her rear, which propelled her forward. It is amazing how many thoughts can go through a person's head in 20 to 30 seconds on a runaway horse. There was the joy of seeing that the cow did not jump over the wire as we blew by her. Evaluating how far I wanted my rubber boots in the stirrups as we made her descent down a muddy hill at a high rate of speed, or how important it is that this horse have a soft mouth as she ran through my Bozal as we scaled the other side of the canyon. We used most of the morning sorting off a trailer load of cows, and hopefully one of us learned something. This morning I'd like to have my friend Andy Hedges share a song written by fellow Texan Andy Wilkinson, a modern cowboy classic they call Jogie.
Jody rode for wages like his daddy done. Camp man on the sixes and day work on the tons. Gathered his experience riding can to can't in the church of saddle since Jody rode a saint. Whether it was fortune, whether it was curse, Jody learned his horses chapter, line, and verse. Stalwart and unwavering, careful and complete, Jody learned that bravery is just a deeper seat. But the careless and the careful, coward and the brave, the saintly and the sinful, scholar and the knave, saddle set a sequel, fortune will decide who will be saved. 'Cause every horseman rides by an open grave. Come last Monday evening, all day riding colts, Jody had not come in, supper growing cold. So grim were the prospects, we called the neighbors out. Daybreak before we found the wreck of Jody and his mount. But the careless and the careful, the coward and the brave, the saintly and the sinful, scholar and the knave, saddle set a sequel, fortune will decide who will be saved. 'Cause every horseman rides by an open grave. judgments that the rider showed. No regrets or grudges for the horse he rode. But where Jody's body lies, there's a marker laid, saying every horseman rides by an open grave. But the careless and the careful, the coward and the brave, the saintly and the sinful, scholar and the knave, saddle set a sequel, fortune will decide who will be saved. 'Cause every horseman rides by an open grave. Every horseman rides by an open grave.
Thanks for riding along this morning on Homegrown. Keep a deep seat, and please join me next week for another edition. I'm R.P. Smith.